my God. Check it. Check 1, 2. Hey. Hey, this is WRER LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And that was Mr. Atavist, Sunrise Ocean Bender. Stupid papers flying all over the place.
I need lots of notes to do my show.
I can't even hear myself, so whatever. Hey, this is the Friday break. Oh, thank you, Sunrise Ocean Bender, for bending my ocean in the right way.
Mr. Breakfast Bender. Blender,
yeah, right. Yeah, Mr. Atavist. We're talking shop up in this joint, up in here. Hey, I'm Phil. What's up? All right. Hey, it's time to you know?
Oh, hey!
See? All right. Me and Mr. Atavist, we're gonna do a vaudeville show together, I think, one day. Except we'll both be two straight men, so it won't even be funny.
Phil D and Mr. Atavist, traveling show band, yes. And review.
Right, and we'll have a little symbol that goes, pew! Every time we don't make a joke. Yeah, see? That was perfect. Okay, hey, you know what? I think we're revolving into a slow... I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, hey, this is War Slipping into Darkness, which I think is appropriate right now. Word.
I was slipping. my love has gained its fame, yeah. Slipping into darkness, yeah. When I heard my mother say, I was slipping into darkness.
explicit instruments. I can. I can. I can make strong lands. Rending, writing off. I got milk on my elbow. New folders, left-handed CD. And you will suffer all the seasons on the sides of municipal buildings. And used to stop drafts in glass-fronted homes. Then one day a Spanish king with a council of bad knaves tried to come to bury. A new way of recording, a chain round the neck, ding off your guts, you can't say anything, nowadays, I said if, I'm from Barry.
Can't you sing along to those? I sure can. Boy, howdy. That was The Fall. Your future out clutter. Marquis Smith tumbling the words out of his lips. And in the song Barry in three parts. Or Barry parts one and three, I guess. Whatever. For that was Charlie Hunter Quartet percussion shuffle from songs from the Analog Playground on Blue Note. And we started with War Slipping into Darkness. Yeah, you know how it is. Sometimes it just happens that way. Hey, what if there were a Nobel Peace Prize for young people? What might you do to win that award? Your ideas about peacemaking could win $100 or other cash prizes. Young people from kindergarten through high school can enter this year's Richmond Peace Education Center essay contest. Prizes are awarded in four different age groups, and the deadline for entries is April 18th. You can get full details at rpec.org or by calling 804-232-1002. I'm expected to have James Parrish from the James River Film Festival to come in today. They're in the second hour, and we'll talk to him a little bit about the James River Film Festival, which just started yesterday. So we will be discussing a little bit. So get your notebooks and your paper and your pencil. Get all that stuff together because it's getting ready to happen. Probably about, sometime after 7. So anyway. Hey, let's do a little Balkan, huh? Shall we? This is Balkan Beatbox and the song Adir Adirim here at WIIR
هللويا هللو عفتي آدمي.
ganglion gone awry predestinates the sinner or the saint?
I played lead triangle on that song. I'm just kidding. I didn't really. Somebody else did. You know what I mean? Wait a second. Hey, that was Voice of the Sevenwood, the Andy Vautel mix from the Twisted Nerve 10th anniversary CD, and the song Fire in My Head. Didn't it feel like it? Herschel. Before that was Turbo Tabla 3 by Kareem Naji from the Belly Dance Superstars 2 CD. And we started with Balcom Beatbox and Adir Adirim. This is WRER 97.3. And this is the Friday Breakfast Blend. Hi, how's it going? 6:36. Hey, Mark, your calendar. No, wait. Hey, mark your calendar. WRER's Spring Fun Drive starts Friday, April 29th at 5 p.m. It's the fun drive for the rest of us. You know this to be true. And I also already read the other one, so we're good. So more music then, eh? You can go to the website, WRER.org, while you're on your laptop in your car driving around to tune in. And there you have it. So this one's an interesting... This one came out last year, I guess middle of last year. David Byrne and Fatboy Slim had such a good time doing the BPA song, I guess. The Toe Jam song. I don't know if you remember that one. Anyway, they did a collaboration with a bunch of Broadway style and a huge cast of women singers on a 2-CD set called Here Lies Love. It's a musical of sorts. Anyway, it's a big project, 2-CD set. Some of the music's really, really good, and a lot of the great artists are on here, Sharon Jones being one of them, which I'm going to play from the second CD. It's called Dancing Together here at WRER.
da da.
My tongue, nasty, nasty, tasty, tasty girl, gonna have such fun. Southern sweet tea, assort your cantaloupe, boiled peanuts, chocolate, egg cream, nasty tasty, you know what I mean? Bread pudding, vanilla pudding, banana pudding, chocolate pudding. Who puts the pudding in the punnum? Pudding, who puts the pudding in the punnum? Who puts the pudding? Who puts the pudding? Who's putting the pudding in the punnum? Who puts the pudding in the punnum? Pudding, who puts the pudding in the punnum? Who puts the pudding? Who puts the pudding? Who's putting the pudding in the punnum?
I wake up in the morning, baby. I'm lazy. It's hazy. Something crazy went down last night, but I'll be damned if I tell you what it is. Now you're thinking I was in my cups. You think drinking or dancing I was. What was up? I was all dressed up to go to the party, but somehow I never made it out the door.
Nasty, nasty, tasty, tasty, looking for something sweet. I tasty, tasty, nasty, nasty, the kind of thing I like to eat. Nasty, tasty, tasty, nasty,
the tip of my tongue. Nasty, nasty, tasty, tasty, good. Gonna have such fun.
Monday,
I'm calling in sick.
Tuesday,
let's have a picnic.
Wednesday,
eating corn on the cob.
Thursday,
the shame at the cob.
Friday,
I'm calling in sick.
Saturday,
let's have a picnic.
Sunday,
eating corn on the cob.
Monday,
yes, I lost my job.
Tasty, tasty, looking for something sweet. I tasted, tasted, nasty, nasty, the kind of thing I like to eat. Nasty, tasty, tasty, nasty, sitting at the tip of my tongue. Nasty, nasty, tasty, tasty, girl, we're gonna have such fun.
Nasty. Tasty!
Vanilla pudding.
Chocolate pudding. Banana pudding. Who puts the pudding in the pudding? Pudding. Who puts the pudding in the pudding? Who puts the pudding? Who puts the pudding? Who's putting the pudding in the pudding? Who puts the pudding in the pudding? Pudding. Who puts the pudding in the pudding? Who puts the pudding? Who puts the pudding? Who's putting the pudding in the pudding?
I must say, exit stage left and right, even. That was Luminescent Orchestry and Nasty Tasty from the Neptune's Daughter CD. Came out a couple of years ago. Before that was the last, the new Full Chin, or the newest one, came out just at the end of last year. And the song In Ruins. And creatively enough, the name of the song was, or the name of the album is called Part Two. So, you know, hey, after the first one is the second one. And then we started with Dancing Together by David Byrne and Fatboy Slim featuring Sharon Jones from the Here Lies Love epic CD. You can check out my playlist as I post at WRER.org. Let's keep going. This is from Menomina, I think is the way you pronounce it.
Menomina.
From the Mines CD. And it's the song Towels, which I think is New Mexico, right? That's where, what's his name? The writer guy used to live with his wife. Those crazy stories, I tell you what. Lawrence, D.H. Lawrence and his wife used to live. Anyway, okay. And the thing about this CD is they don't have the soundtracks listed anywhere, but on the inside of the plastic in like super small, neat big eyeball font. So bands, come on. Put it on the back in nice numbered order so we DJs can read it off without having to have a seek and find, if you would. Anyway, I did find out the name of the song and it's Tao. So here you go. WRER.
Oh!
WRARLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. You're listening to some Spectrum Theater Snakes album by the Twink Cranes. High Tech Train Wreck. Just like that. Coming up is Uzume Doma from their Fairy Tales from Needland CD. And the song Padnya. Here at WRAR. Friday Breakfast Blend, baby. We'll be right back.
used to say the unexamined life was not worth living. Now they talk about the weather gaping vaguely at the sky. Anesthetized sheep just vacantly grinning, awaiting stimulation to help kill the time as they stand in line at Walmart and Sears, with cell phones clapped to irradiated ears. The urge to consume fueled by color-coded fears, and the need to lose 12 pounds this year. So eager to lick the boot that grinds them down into the dirt, but they don't seem to mind, cause they look good and brown as they bleed and opine about morality and values and the trains that run on time. And we thank God we live in these blessed times. Aramaic quotations on the board that list the dollar deals and passion of the Christ, action figures in the Happy Meals. The Savior's joints are flexible, you can make him stand or kneel, or accessorize his crucifix with rubber wheels. Bishops in the back room trading indiscreet priests, a handshake and a smile, and then the deal's complete. Outside in the pouring rain, the fathers form a conga line and dance down the sidewalk chanting "No Child Left Behind." White House snake handlers speaking in a tongue unknown, gyrating on the carpet, mouse emitting yellow foam. The press records all their grunts while analysts try to divine the meaning of the prophecies that underlie the scripted lines. And we thank God we live in these blessed times. Someone's in the Lincoln bedroom waiting for his turn on stage, reading the Wall Street Journal in a groovy robe of gold lamé. He petrifies a grazing flock, then Air Force One takes him away. There are still bands of malcontents and ne'er-do-wells resisting freedom's ringing call, who claim that a thousand hells will be unleashed upon the beast that takes their oil, their land, and lives. You know they say these hurtful things because they hate our way of life, tired of Kabbalah and looking for a fresher trend. Celebrities tout the latest fad, genital mutilations. Citizens demand subsidized augmentations while India outsources work the South Carolinians, counting carbohydrates, amassing new toys and stagnant pools of toxic chemicals and white noise. It's time to shop, keep your head low, duct tape the windows, close the blinds. There's nothing wrong, beware, relax, keep moving, and please stay in line. And we thank God we live in these blessed times. missions. Police escort rides alongside. Thank you, sirs, for your permission. Running a government sanctioned hayride. 20 years until my pension. You cannot imagine my pride. Thank you, sirs, for your permission.
Oh, we're getting taken for a ride, all right. Mm-hmm. Time to action. Go forward, move ahead, try to detach it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, government. Jeez, can we turn it in for a new one? Ah, that would be so nice, wouldn't it? Just, hey, all right, it's time for the 200-year checkup. Or three, whatever it is, 300-year. What is it? Wait, 1776, 1818. Okay, yeah, the 220-year checkup. Let's turn it in and get a whole brand spanking new one. Socialism! Just kidding. Kind of. Well, come on. Anyway, that was Beaver Nelson, government-sanctioned hayride from their Legend of the Superhero CD. And then we heard a band I can't say on the air in the song Washington from their Our Will Be Done. And Fish Karma was in there with Blessed Times, a favorite song of mine to play whenever the government makes me angry. And then we heard Alice Donut in there, Unnoticed Fall. Archie Bronson outfit, Magnetic Warrior, sludge of noise there. And then we started with Uzume Doma and Tadnya. For over 100, this is WRAR, by the way, 97.3 Friday Breakfast Blend. What's up? For over 120 years, the Little Sisters of the Poor have been caring for the elderly poor in the Richmond area. On Saturday, April 9th, that's tomorrow, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Little Sisters will be holding their annual spring yard sale at St. Joseph's Home for the Elderly, 1503 Michaels Road on the corner of Three Chop Road. The sale will be rain or shine and features clothes, toys, music, books, and furniture, among other things. And there's plenty of free parking. For more information, you can call 804-288-6245 or send an email to volrichmond@littlesistersofifthepoor.org. So you can find that right there. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend, as I said before. I think we might be having James Parrish in come in here for a little bit of an interview shortly to talk about the James River Film Festival. So obviously stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I think it's time for a little vinyl. So snap, crackle, pop means it's working, right? How about a little Tom Jones? What's new, Pussycat? Oh yeah.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. this, and if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Chance, and I went to a dance.
Cocky shake them up, he had them jumping up.
Last carnival day, we had a wonderful time.
Cocky shake them up, he had them jumping up.
In September, at the Renaissance, we were doing the booty. Cocky
shake them up, he had them jumping up.
With Pasquin on the clarinet and Richard on the sound.
Cocky shake them up, he had them jumping up.
Had a wonderful chance.
He had them jumping up.
He had them jumping up. I heard someone sing I'll come and sing.
He had them jumping up. Cocky shake them up.
George Brown on the drum, he was drumming away.
He had them jumping up. Cocky shake them up.
If you hold and pray, I'd hear my speaker.
He wants to shake you up. He has you jumping up.
Up.
Thank you, Master Jack. go back. You're a very strange man, and I thank you, Master Jack. You're a very strange man, and I thank you, Master Jack. You're a very strange man, aren't you, Master Jack?
Nest, Sabbath at Stony Point's online journal of art and literature for children preschool through 8th grade, is now accepting submissions for the next issue until May 10th, 2011. The theme for this issue is music and sound. If your child has written a poem, a memoir, a story, or created a work of art about or inspired by music or sound, send in a submission. The Red Wings Nest is open to children from around the globe, so tell your friends. For more information, contact the Red Wings Nest at sabbath@stonypoint.org. The Visual Arts Center of Richmond presents two exhibitions, Leslie Wayne, Recent Work, and Richard Knox Robinson, Rothstein's First Assignment, A Story About Documentary Truth. The exhibits open on Friday, April 1st, and are on view through June 4th. The Visual Arts Center is located at 1812 West Main Street. For more information, visit www.visarts.org. Celebrate Art After Dark, every Thursday and Friday evening at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts until 9 p.m. Enjoy the gallery exhibits and evening entertainment featuring a diverse range of art forms, including music, films, poetry reading, and dance. BMFA is located at 200 North Boulevard in Richmond. For more information, visit www.vmfa.museum. Attention indie film fans. The James River Film Festival is celebrating its 18th year in Richmond, April 7th through the 13th. The film screenings will take place all over Richmond. The festival features independent films, directors, and filmmakers. This festival is brought to you by the James River Film Society. The Society supports independent media artists and enthusiasts by providing public screenings, classes, workshops, as well as access to equipment information and resources. For more information, visit www.jamesriverfilm.com.
And I'm Ian Baxter. Sabbath at Stony Point presents a garden music series in the Gillette Garden of the school in April and May. The garden opens at 5 p.m. for picnicking, and the music starts at 5:30 p.m. These concerts are open to the public. On Thursday, April 7th, the University of Richmond's Taiko Drumming Ensemble will perform in the garden. For centuries, Taiko drums have been used in Shinto and Buddhist ceremonies and celebrations across Japan. On Thursday, April 28th, the Richmond Indigenous Gourd Orchestra will play original music on handmade instruments made from locally grown gourds. The Gourd Orchestra plays its own brand of Paleolithic lounge music, mixing past with present, rhythm with melody, and chaos with order. For more information on the music series, visit www.sabbathatstonypoint.org and clicking on calendar. Check out the night sky with Skywatch at the Science Museum of Virginia every third Friday of the month. Join members of the Richmond Astronomical Society on the museum's front lawn as they share their powerful telescopes for a look at the night sky. The next Skywatch is on April 21st, 2011. For more information, contact the Science Museum at 864-1400. The museum is located at 2500 West Broad Street, downtown. Join the Visual Arts Center for Art and Coffee on the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Join local artists for an energizing hour and learn something new about art. Coffee and baked treats are provided. The next installments of the series are on April 12th, The History of the Chair and Sally Romare of Metro Modern, and April 26th, Art of the Sketchbook with Christy Highlanday. The Visual Arts Center is located at 1812 West Main Street. For more information on art and coffee, visit www.visarts.org. This WRAR community calendar was produced by Miles Barnett and Ian Baxter. These events can be viewed by visiting www.wrir.org and clicking on Community Calendar. Send your future events to wrircommunitycalendar@gmail.com. Just says and.
Boom, boom, bubba dum, bo, boom, 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 bubba dum.
Jumping when Bertha got off of her stump. The whistles were blowing and everybody did the bump. But all the time Bertha had been working on a goodie. Now folks call it the Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt did her goodie, she started.
Question.
Boom, boom, bubba dum, boom, 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 bubba dum, boom, boom, bubba dum, boom, 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 bubba dum.
When Bertha got moving, her hips were humming in the wind. The ground started shaking, no grass grew where she'd been. The music was popping, the crowd had formed a ring. Her sisters yelled, "Boogie Bertha, do your thing." For your information, Bertha had three sisters, Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt.
Bathsheba!
Bertha Butt did a goodie. She started the Bertha Butt.
I said no question.
Boom, boom, bubba dum, boom, 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 bubba dum.
Sisters all knew that the Bertha Butt Boogie was now the thing to do.
When Bertha Butt did her goodie, she started a Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question.
Bum, bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-bum, bum, bum, ba-ba-dum.
Oh my God, I'm out of breath. It was all that bubble butt dancing.
That's a good one to come in on.
All right, I have James Parrish here from the James River Film Festival. Actually, let me read the underwriting real quick. WRER is proud to is a proud media sponsor of the 18th James River Film Festival, 18th. Thursday, April 7th, that was yesterday, through Wednesday, April 13th, presented by the nonprofit James River Film Society. Hold on, let me catch my breath. I know, it's hilarious. With 19 events in 7 days, there are programs for everyone, like the 35th anniversary screening of Taxi Driver.
Which was last night, so you missed it, I'm sorry.
You missed it.
It was good, though.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. Yeah. Films and videos from filmmaker Peggy Awesh, is that? A mix up with film critic Jonathan Rosenbaum, the parking lot movie filmed in Charlottesville, and more. For schedule, ticket info, and locations, visit jamesriverfilm.org. And I have someone here, so we'll be able to hear plenty about it right here, right now.
Yes, you know, it's great to be a part of a festival that's older than me.
Yeah.
That 18 years, you know. So now it is, I think, a remarkable achievement for something that's all volunteer run. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we do feel such a kindred spirit with the radio station.
Cool.
You know, I know you guys have some staff, but it has the same kind of roots, a groundswell,
yeah.
You know, of some people just banding together to want to do something that they want to do, that they feel is lacking in our city, mm-hmm. and in this case, music, and in our case, film and media, video, and all forms of moving image. And, you know, I wasn't here when it began back in 1994. Mm-hmm. I was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina at the time. But Mike Jones and Trent Nicholas, Irby Brown from the University of Richmond, Ashley Kistler, who was at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, now Anderson Gallery, mm-hmm. Janet Scagnelli, a bunch of people in Richmond who were film educators, filmmakers, felt there was a void. And this was after, you know, in the years after the Biograph closed, to say yeah. almost a decade had passed. And Mike really felt there was, you know, maybe Richmond couldn't sustain an art house movie theater, but perhaps it could handle a once-a-year film festival that was dedicated to the same kinds of things, mm-hmm. really focusing on the art of cinema, you know, the art of film and film as art. And so that's really the beginnings of it. And the nonprofit came about when I came here and started something called Flickr, which was right. a screening series for local makers shooting on film, mm-hmm. really as a counterpoint. You know, artists love to appropriate the castaway media. So, you know, Flickr and those kinds of festivals grew up because Super 8 cameras had been ditched and you could get them for a buck or five right. bucks.
Yep.
So cheap. And that's what art is often about, is how do you make a lot of something out of a little of something, mm-hmm. you know, limitations. And so the nonprofit came about it. The festival started at VCU because mm-hmm. Mike and Trent and, a few, and others were connected with the university and still are teaching. I actually worked there as well. But it's been an independent nonprofit as since 1999.
And I got to say that thanks to the James River, well, particularly James River Film Society, mm-hmm. and as well as the festival, I think that filmmaking in Richmond has just, even, you know, especially mm-hmm. independent art house style, has really, you know, matured as a result of the festival. And so, I mean, do you think that a lot of people in the city of Richmond, is it something that is just definitely that gets attracted, you know, a lot of filmmakers from around the Central Virginia area come to it? Or do you think it's just...
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's always the festival and the society screenings that we do attract certainly makers. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a program dedicated to that. It's sort of the, if you will, the heir to Flickr, the mm-hmm. James River Filmmakers Forum, which is a quarterly screening for just specifically for local makers to screen their work. And we've always had a commitment, whether it's through the juried show that the festival had for short films, always had a commitment to the people either starting out or laboring in a form like short film where there's not a lot of market for it. You know, you don't go to the movies anymore and see shorts, but wouldn't right. it be great if we could go see the new release and then have a couple of great shorts
yes.
that were packaged together? I mean, it would be a great distribution thing, but it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. And so there's always been this connection of, you know, art and commerce, and they're at odds to some degree. Mm-hmm. That's where I think a festival like ours, you know, really does push on it. And you know, as you guys know, money's always a factor.
Right.
And you can minimize, limit, push it down, but it's always there. We have to raise money to put on a festival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on the year to year, we pay our guests an honorarium, we pay travel, we put them up while they're here, and we have to rent spaces and films, the public performance rights for films. So it's not, it certainly not doesn't come free. But I think I'd be surprised if there's a festival like ours in the country that can do that does the same quality and caliber of festival on the budget that we do and with no paid staff. Because most festivals, film festivals, have year-round paid staff.
Yeah.
And we do it just, you know, after hours.
And what I think it's great about it too, particularly in recent years, is you guys not only get, you know, bigger screenings like Taxi Driver, of course, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But also you're not afraid to show, I mean, to keep with, like, just covering all the whole scope of film.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that if you look at our festival this year, and I would encourage people, listeners, to go, I know you're waking up and yawning, but if you can remember James River Film, which is, I think, the other reason we changed our nonprofit name to really mirror that branding of the festival, the oldest partner, easier to remember, jamesriverfilm.org or, yep. or .com. Mm-hmm. The whole schedule's there, but you'll see it's all over the place. It's the experimental film along with a classic like Taxi Driver, along with a 1913 film yesterday to kick off the festival, Juve First versus Fantomas. And you get actually elements of things. So we watching that yesterday and realized, okay, here's where like crime serials and all this kind of stuff comes from, these early silent films. And then, you know, Trent Nicholas introduced Taxi Driver last night. He was talking how Martin Scorsese has this immense personal film collection. He has this mission that he literally wants to collect every single film and video artifact that's out there, because he is a sponge. And what he does with his films is, Trent worked with him for a time in the 80s. He really uses those as inspiration. He quotes them, he references them. And so whether that's lighting, and it ranges from the technical and the artistic, how are we going to light a scene, what's the shot set up. So he's borrowing, and that's, I think, what most art actually is, even though we get into a lot of things like ownership, copyright, and so forth. The fact is that art is literally about taking something and building on it, and whether that's a quotation and so forth. And, you know, we see it in music, of course, with mashups, and we see it with all kinds of different art forms that do it. And even like Warhol, you know, who's just taking soup cans and, you know, and making art out of it. It makes us question, you know, what is art? So our festival is that. I mean, we want to show, we'll show horror. You know, we've had horror guests come. We've had animators. We have experimental. We have documentary filmmakers, narrative cinema. I guess we believe there is a thread through it all that connects. And we also don't want to hit you over the head. We believe our the people that come are intelligent, and we want to meet you. We don't want to say, here's a theme, here's the theme for our festival. We believe that you can find out, you can look in here and see where the connections are, and some of them are more overt. Like this year, we've got kind of a film noir undercurrent there by showing, say, even Taxi Driver is in some, by many people's respects, very noir-ish. It's color, which a lot of people say, well, that means it's not noir. But I'd say it's as noir, as much a film noir as many of the classics. And then you get Night of the Hunter, Charles Laughton.
I got to tell you, that's a great movie. I mean you show all great stuff.
And that's on 35. You know, again, like Taxi Driver, we implore people to come out for some of these. Yes, we can see them on Netflix streaming, or we can watch them at home on our DVD or computer, but
it's not the same.
The idea of the society really is that. That word society means, you know, it's a people, like a group of people, community members who come together, and I believe there's something special. I felt it last night in that screening to see, literally the print we saw was a virgin print. It had never been screened. This is was a 35th anniversary restoration in new prints. The guy who put it together said, you know, I was the first person that had cut it, you know, to platter it. So, I mean, it looked so amazing. And I think that's what, you know, we try to showcase film, and whether it's shot on video, on an iPhone, or whatever, we want to show it in its native form, format if possible. And then on top of that, whenever we can, a maker or someone like Trent who had worked with Scorsese, or someone who teaches film, who can give a context and say, well, okay, let's talk about Taxi Driver when it came out. You know, how shocking it was for people at the time. And then, you know, I thought one of the great things last night was to say, well, let's see if we can, you know, there's some people there who had never seen it. There were others who sort of believed they had seen it, and then said afterwards they had never even seen the whole thing.
And to see it in such a, like, pristine condition.
And, and Mike Jones said, I believe that, you know, oh, I think Trent said it, that, you know, he believed that this screening would allow people to really see it in a way they hadn't seen it before, because I'd never seen it on the big screen. And it is a different experience, no question.
That is awesome. Let's take a break for a second, because somebody's at the door, and we'll talk about some of the stuff that we got going on for the rest of the week.
Sounds good.
Okay, hold on a second. This is a Gang of Four, brand new one. We'll be right back.
dress and undress coats are red. Then later when the child is bred, she thinks about what was never said. Well, I was glad to take what I was fed. I was glad
We got about 5-8 minutes to talk a little bit more. James Parrish from the James River Film Festival, which is currently going on yesterday through Wednesday, April 13th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the performances you got going on?
Okay,
this week?
Sure. You know, I think what I'd want to highlight maybe more than the individual screenings, are there plenty. I mean, you know, the people, I was joking last night with telling a story about a former Richmond film critic had said one time in his write-up for the festival that, these guys don't have a theme. You know, it seems like they just show the movies they love. And at first we took offense to that. And then we kind of looked at each other like, yeah, that's what we do. We show the movies we love. And by that, we, yes, there's a small group of people who ultimately plan and curate, but the we gets broadened very often. Like Jeff Roll, who's our volunteer coordinator, suggested we bring Crispin Glover for a...
Right.
We actually tried to get that for last year's festival, but then we realized his acting schedule is so crazy that he said, well, why don't we just do a one-off, because then I can tell you the dates I can come.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll just do it. So we did that at the Bird. And that's a great example. Jim Stramel, who just had his feature, Degenerates, Inc., he helped us bring David Durston, who's now deceased, who did a film called I Drink Your Blood, and that was during the festival. So we really do, and a lot of our musical guests have actually come. I think Gary Lucas originally came from a friend of ours at the Virginia Museum who said, you really ought to get Lucas to come and do this performance with Der Golem, which is a 1920 film, a silent film. That's sort of where the Frankenstein story came, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein sort of came from, not from this film, but from the myth of the Golem, which is a mythical creature created from the earth. So Lucas, you know, coming back, I would encourage people to come out for the films that we have guests, like Peggy Awish. Whether you're an experimental film lover or not, she's a seminal. If you Google experimental film, you don't have to go very far for to see her name pop up. And I really think, you know, we're back at the Virginia Museum, which is perfect for a guest like Awish, who is not a household name. You know, she's even people know, some people know Jeff Krulik from Heavy Metal Parking Lot, or they might know Gary Lucas from Beefheart. But Awish, you know, it's a more narrow band. Mm-hmm. She's top in this real narrow field of experimental film. But she, what I like about her and about a lot of our artists is there's this thread and connection to certain things that we really embrace. Like, she was in Pittsburgh in the 70s and very connected to the punk scene. Mm-hmm. And so this thread of, like, you know, do it, we want to do it yourself and punk and experimental and avant-garde is trailblazers, discoverers. You know, we love to feature and bring the people who come with us on a sort of a path of discovery through the festival. So come, take a risk with us. Hey, yeah. I've never heard Awish. Well, come to the museum and see that. You know, look around and see what we got. Two programs of hers, the Lucas thing. We got Jeff Krulik and John Hine, who did Heavy Metal Parking Lot's 25th anniversary. Again, a lot of music stuff. You know, we love music. We love art. So a lot, you know, there's a film about a New Deal photographer, Rothstein's First Assignment, which is really interesting for people who are intrigued by documentary mm-hmm. and film truth. And so he really starts out on a film about a photographer because the filmmaker's a photographer himself, and then ends up in a place he never thought he would because the film led him there. So yeah. he's, you know, looking at these mountain people that were displaced to create the national park in Virginia, and uncovers, the underbelly of eugenics. These people were moved out. Many of them were sterilized mm-hmm. back when that was what was done with, you know, people we didn't know what to do with or wanted to get out of mm-hmm. places. And so, you know, and then he looks at the photographer and some things he said about what he did when he took those photographs, and realizes there's some untruth here. Mm-hmm. And so then that idea of the documentary photographer, the filmmaker, where is the truth? And it often lies somewhere in between and not always what it appears to be. And I think most of us who've been around media have developed a savvy, but I do think that's part of the festival too. You know, we want people to develop their own savvy, if you will, their own opinions about art and film and whether it's documentary and truth and so forth. But I think a lot of what we present really raise questions and hopefully encourage people to go explore more.
I think it really is about discovery and, mm-hmm. and discovering for yourself, and also discovering such really interesting films that you guys come across and share with us in the city of Richmond.
Sure.
Just a lot of good stuff I'm looking through here. Spanish language, Dracula is going to be shown.
That's the Gary Lucas one, 1931. Yep. That's an interesting thing, which I never knew about until we booked this, was mm-hmm. evidently in that period, the Dracula that we know with mm-hmm. Bela Lugosi, this film was shot at the same time but at night. So same sets, and they would wrap, the Bela Lugosi would go off to his trailer and do whatever he was doing, and then they would bring on the Spanish language cast and crew and shoot another version on the same sets. Yeah. And so there was a practice of doing that. It's about economies of scale, you know. But Lucas says this is the better version, and it's virtually not been seen. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, you know, and then we got Lucas on top of it playing, as he says, he plays it different every time. He just goes into a trance and tries to find, you know, whatever the vibe. I'm pretty sure he'll be drawing pretty heavily from the Bird vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, what a grand place, you know. Mm-hmm. Crispin Glover and Ray Harryhausen, a lot of great guests have been there, have just talked, raved about it. So mm-hmm. Richmond, we're so fortunate, whether you love those seats or not. You know, everybody always complains about it. I'm like, get over it, man. I mean, yeah, it might be a little uncomfortable, but just think of the place, the gem that is, the history. So we're fortunate. We can't do a lot of stuff there because the scale is way big for a lot of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, when we get it for something like Lucas, then we say, well, let's throw Charlie Chaplin, a restruck print of Modern Times Charlie Chaplin. So we often are looking for our own economies of scale. So we're going to rent the Bird for Lucas, of course. But, hey, we got an extra couple hours. Let's throw in, you know, an Ozu film or a Chaplin film. So,
right. James, I really appreciate you coming in here
and talking
a little bit about it. That's jamesriverfilm.org. If you want to come down to the station and pick up, he's going to
leave a bunch more too. Yeah. I'll be a big stack.
Big stack of the program. And you just go to the website, you can find this. This is WRER LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. James Parrish of James River Film Society, thank you very much
for
coming in.
Thank you, Phil, and thanks, WRER.
All right, this is Democracy Now! Amy Goodman, thank you very much for listening.
Today, we'll look at the state of the nation's media 2 years into the Obama administration. Has the new White House lived up to its promises on broadband expansion, preserving net neutrality, and media consolidation? We'll host a roundtable discussion. Then we'll look at the fall of Fox News' Glenn Beck.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. I don't know what it is, but you can't sit in a pew with Jeremiah Wright for 20 years.